This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The U.S. and Ukraine have signed a long-term security deal to help Kyiv's fight against Russia at the G7 summit in Italy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Minutes after he and President Biden finalized the pact in Italy, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked him, but also raised a concern through an interpreter.
The question has to be for how long the unity will last.
Given the prospect of Donald Trump returning to the White House in November, the president tried to reassure Zelensky and Ukrainians.
They'll have what they need.
The agreement came as the president and other G7 leaders also cleared the way for a $50 billion loan package for Kyiv. He says those steps, plus new sanctions on Russia, send a signal to Vladimir Putin.
You cannot wait us out.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A flotilla of Russian warships has arrived in Cuban waters to carry out joint maneuvers with the Cuban armed forces. Western governments are watching closely. VOA's Jonathan Speer narrates for Ricardo Mekina.
The Russian Ministry of Defense assures that this visit does not pose a threat. Mathieu Buleg, a consulting fellow with the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House, spoke to VOA.
In the context of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, it does add an extra layer of provocation.
In the current atmosphere of tension between Russia and the West, Washington does not see this as a routine visit. Observers see this as a Kremlin attempt to show the world that Russia has allies in Latin America, especially after U.S. President Joe Biden approved Ukraine's use of American weapons against targets inside Russian territory. For Ricardo Marquina, Jonathan Speer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The Biden administration faces its first lawsuit over the new asylum policy at the border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Several immigrant advocacy groups are suing the Biden administration over the president's directive to stop asylum processing at the southern border once encounters with migrants reached 2,500 per day. It went into effect immediately because the latest figures were at about 4,000 daily. The groups call it legally indistinguishable from former President Trump's actions. It's the first test of the legality of Biden's crackdown, which came after months of internal White House deliberations and is designed in part to deflect political attacks against the president's handling of immigration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Right-wing parties chalked up major gains in several key European countries following the European Parliament elections, with France facing perhaps the biggest fallout. VOA's Lisa Bryant reports.
President Macron called for parliamentary elections this week. The two rounds will begin June 30th and go through July 7th. It came after the far-right national rally captured nearly a third of the vote in European Union legislative elections. Macron is deeply unpopular for the reforms he's pushed through and for what many perceive as his autocratic demeanor. Controversial France unbowed leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon told French TV that if the left gains ground, he would be capable of becoming the next prime minister. Meanwhile, the traditional right-wing Les Républicains is in disarray after its leader, Éric Ciotti, announced an alliance with the National Rally. Lisa Bryant, VOA News.
The U.S. islands of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket have run out of marijuana. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
The Massachusetts regulators averted a cannabis drought by issuing an administrative order that will allow pot to be transported to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket Islands for the first time. On Martha's Vineyard, where the year-round population of 20,000 grows to more than 100,000 in the summer, one dispensary temporarily closed in May after running out of marijuana. Another said it would close by September. Although Massachusetts voters opted to legalize marijuana more than 7 years ago, the state commission has previously not allowed transportation of pot to the islands. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Orange harvest in Brazil is likely to be the worst in nearly four decades this year due to extreme weather and an increase of a citrus greening bacteria. In addition to disease challenges, heat waves and a lack of rainfall have been particularly devastating for Brazil's orange growers. Scientists say extreme weather is occurring more frequently due to human-caused climate change. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.